Good morning, Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Word that the superintendent of Niskayuna is leaving the district.
Yeah, so we have a story this morning in the paper. It was a late-breaking story last night. It came a little bit as a surprise that the superintendent of Niskayuna, Cosmo Tangora Jr., announced in a letter to the community last night that they posted on the website that he's leaving to take the same job as a superintendent at the New Hartford District out near Utica. And as I said, it came as a surprise. This is obviously right after the 4th of July weekend, and there's just a few months left to go before the next school year, but he's announced that he's leaving. In the letter, he actually explained, he said, I had not been actively searching for new opportunities, but he said he was approached for this job, and he decided it was the best for himself and for his family. So Niskayuna will have to shift into high gear right away and start to figure out what they're going to do in terms of probably a temporary superintendent, interim superintendent, and then a more full-time.
From there to Black Lives Matter demonstrators who are now demanding an apology, I see, from the assistant police chief and public safety commissioner in Saratoga Springs.
Yeah, so the Black Lives Matter activists took to the steps of City Hall yesterday to condemn these statements that were made last week by the assistant police chief and also the public safety commissioner. After their protest, they actually went to the city council meeting and also spoke again. And basically what they said is, we want an apology from the assistant police chief for some of the stuff he said last week, where he described the recent surge in crime downtown and some brawling, et cetera. He's partly attributed it to some of the harm that had maybe come from Black Lives Matter activism last year and over the past year. But the Black Lives Matter yesterday said, listen, he's just causing even more divisiveness in the city. And a number of speakers spoke to the council last night and said that, you know, not only were the assistant chief's comments sort of this classic racist dog whistle, one speaker said it was a bullhorn of them yelling to white supremacists to come into Saratoga and to hurt our activists. So at the meeting got so contentious at some point, the mayor actually recessed when she felt the crowd was being unruly, but they were able to have some of the floor and speak their mind. But there was some support for the Black Lives Matter from some of the clergy in the meeting too, white clergy, saying that they support them and they have some concerns about the way people of color are treated in Saratoga Springs.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. Read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Thank you, David.